You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
We can talk about the pitching all we want. I still say, and I know most Met fans are sick and tired of watching guys in the fifth through ninth order in the batting order.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that. But when you look back at last night's game, and you look back at a lot of these games that the Mets have lost, the first four guys in the order have done nothing. And maybe, you know, Juan Soto gets on base here or there. Maybe
Juan Soto's in a great June. He's the one guy, but
the problem is that the guys around him are not.
Indeed, terrible.
And so he's not having an opportunity to drive in a lot of runs. He's scoring a lot of runs, as Keith Hernandez said last night. But the fact of the matter is, if your first four guys are going to have one hit and, like, I think 11 or 10 strikeouts between them and not get on base and not set the table, then your bottom five guys who ended up knocking in runs last night, that's the frustrating part. I mean, that's, to me, you want your offense to be better than it is, more consistent than it is. And since they started with the Tampa Bay Rays, all the way through where we are right now, losing five straight games to the Atlanta Braves. Like, the Atlanta Braves are in their kitchen, man. They are in their kitchen. You can say whatever you want. You can say they're up there or they're in their kitchen. I'm going to say they're in their kitchen. And it's amazing how the Braves, who were just middling, get to the Mets, and all of a sudden they change and they become the team that gets the key hit, the team that gets the better pitching, the team that seems to play the field better, the manager makes the better decisions. I mean, it's just incredible what has gone on between these two teams this year. But it's not just this year. Like, we've seen this before between these two teams. And that's the thing that is really frustrating. Get out to a lead, build on that lead, you get a surprise positive performance from Frankie Montas, and then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and you can't fight back. You the offense in the last couple of innings after they had lost the lead was just like, all right, whatever.
And
it's not all right.
Yeah, and this is what this stretch of losing here, this 10 out of 11 has been, is when things start to go wrong, they never go back right. Whereas the Mets we were seeing in April and May, even when they face some adversity, they would battle back. The Mets we saw last year would battle back. Now it's, you get down 3-0, okay, now you're not going to come back 3-2 like the day before. You get up 3-0, they tie the game, they take the lead, you're not coming back, it's done. It's just, it's now like built into their psyche that they're somehow going to lose these games when they showed up to Citi Field in the first 2 months of the season expecting to win every game, and they almost did.
Right, and I always think, like, Major League Baseball set the Mets up to get off to a great start, because if you remember, we were talking about who they were playing early on in the season.
Yeah.
And they were not playing a lot of the great teams, or, you know, teams that were ultimately going to have losing records this year. And then this was the stretch of the schedule that was going to tell us a lot about who they were and whether or not they were going to be able to compete within their own division. And quite frankly, even though they did win a game in Philadelphia, Philadelphia hammered their pitching all over the place. So the Mets are in dire straits right now. It's June, and I would just say that, you know, I don't know really what Carlos Mendoza can do. I'm not really sure, what a manager can do in this spot unless he's tinkering with the lineup a little bit here or there, but he is dealing with a mangled pitching staff. He's dealing with a kind of a, I don't want to say lazy. The lazy is not the word. A top of the order that's really not doing much, with the exception of Juan Soto right now. And then you gotta believe sooner or later, they're all going to be hitting together and maybe take some of the pressure off of this pitching staff. But the pitching staff pitched well against subpar teams, and now they're in the midst of June baseball. They're playing teams within their division, and lo and behold, their division is just absolutely destroying them. At least two of the teams are.
Yeah, I mean, well, they had the Phillies number early on this season. Yes, they did lose 2 out of 3 this last series, but it's been the Braves now. I mean, it's been the Braves for 5 in a row. I mean, and this team, and they're still, after losing 5 in a row to the Braves, they're still, what, 7-8 games up on them? 8 games
up
on them?
Which is amazing.
After losing 5 in a row, that's how dead and buried they were until the Mets decided to give them some smelling salts. And I don't know if the Braves are going to continue this and be a playoff team, probably, because that's what they are. I mean, but to be, what, 21 games over 500, now sitting here at 12.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
I mean, if you told me beginning of the season there'd be game and a half out of first and 12 games over 500 at this juncture, June 25th, I'd say, okay, that's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
way that this has happened, they are trending in the wrong direction. And this is the one, if you want to make a criticism of the way that David Stearns has gone with the pitching, which I'm not ready to do yet because the pitching lab has been way more good than bad, is that those who said House of Cards, it's looking right now, because when guys start going down, all of a sudden it's like you're counting on tomato cans every night. Yeah. Like, who is the guy now? So Sean Manaea, who was your horse last year, has a setback. Haven't seen him this year. Not going to see him for longer. Kodai Senga, who was leading the league in ERA, he's out. So when these guys start getting hurt, and now you're like, you're trusting, you know, Paul Blackburn and Montas gave you something last night, but now trusting him and some of these other guys, Griffin Canning's going off a cliff. It's like, how does it stop if the offense is being this putrid?
Well, and you know, you throw Dickie Lovelady out there.
That's right.
I mean, you know, things are gonna start. You know, it's going to be a long summer if things don't get better in a hurry, especially in that starting rotation. But also, like, again, we talk about this before every season. How many pitchers are teams going to use? You remember, like, did you make the starting five coming out of spring training? Like, that's a big deal. But, you know, here we are in the middle of June. Is anybody thinking about who the starting five was coming out of spring training?
No.
No, of course not. They're thinking about who's going to be pitching the next game and where are we going to find an arm to put in a bullpen. That's basically what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, I mean, really frustrating. You know, McGill is on the DL or IL. Manaea on the IL. Senga on the IL. I mean,
and this is just starters. You got Kranick, right, obviously, who's on the IL in the bullpen as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's not great. David Peterson had an opportunity.
And then
you
got Manaea. If he's got something floating in his elbow.
Yeah, floating bodies.
You got floating bodies in your elbow. You know what that means. That means he's going to be done for the year.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't do that. Don't do that. You've been
floating bodies in the NFL. I mean, in your elbow.
Yeah.
In the NFL. In your elbow. Floating bodies.
Yeah, I've heard floating bodies before. I feel like it's not as severe as you're telling me.
Yeah, put floating bodies. Google floating bodies in your elbow and see what comes up. Floating bodies in your elbow, and they're going to have to go in and get out those floating bodies.
Did they say, though?
You want to be throwing 94 miles an hour like a week later?
Yeah, I mean, Manaea pitched a lot last year. It was more than he had.
Now he pitched a lot last year.
No, he did. Remember, CeCe Sabathia pitched like 100. Stop, let me finish.
50,000
innings. I said it at the time. I was surprised that with David Stearns' thought process on pitchers, that he would take a guy who had one of his best years and pitched more than he ever pitched and bring him back, because that's against his whole thing. And he did, and now he's got floating bodies on
his... Floating bodies in his elbow, I'm telling you. It's no joke.
Floating bodies in elbow. All right, hold on. Let me see what they say.
What kind of body is floating around? Is it a bone chip?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you're sitting here telling me that it's not a big deal.
What I said was I feel like I've heard that before, and it doesn't mean end of the season. Like, when you hear forearm, that means Tommy John. When you hear calf, that means Achilles. When I hear floating bodies, I'm thinking, okay, not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Do you have an example of a floating body turning into an end of a season
thing?
That's
why I told you to Google floating bodies.
Loose bodies in the elbow are fragments of bone or cartilage that have broken off and are freely floating within the joint space.
That's awesome.
These fragments can cause pain, stiffness, clicking, or locking in the elbow.
Yep.
I definitely have floating bodies in my knee now that I hear that. Especially during movement. Treatment options range from conservative measures...
Like
physical therapy to surgical removal.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you do physical therapy and you have floating bodies, are those floating bodies going to reattach themselves? No.
Yeah, I just think it stops the clicking and the whatever. Yeah,
but where do they go? Like, where do the floating bodies go?
What do I look like? Am I Dr. Stephen Nicholas now? Dr. Eric Freeman right now?
Right. Do you urinate those out just like you would if you had a kidney stone?
Am I Joe G right now? I don't know. What do you want from me?
Right.
I don't know. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's... You think he's going to be out for the year. God.
Floating bodies is not funny, man. Not a good thing.
I think he's going to be funny.
Well, that's just one player, and that's not... that's just one player that may have a elongated stay on the injured list. The rest of the team is still, still here and not getting the job done.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.